This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Yep, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the show, on the air. You know, you're texting, you're tweeting. Again, I love the fact that you're involved with the conversation. Because I tell you, you really can't, don't just sit there and nod at everything we're saying. I get it wrong. You know, people send me information, I don't read it all the way through, or get it too late for the show, and sometimes I screw up. Let me know when you guys reach perfection, because I'd love to know how you did it. So check out what we have to say, but I try to bring as much information as I can, so you can make decisions on your own. Right? I mean, seriously. I want you to have the ability to make the decisions, figure out what you want to do, how you're going to carry it through, make sure you're well-informed before you make it happen, so you don't get stuck with bogus information, then people get to laugh at you and make fun of the rest of us. No, thank you. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And there's plenty of stories you can follow and catch up on, learn how to understand. I have a book I wrote back end of 2016. I released it right after the president won. And it's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all the labels that the left gives us that don't really mean anything. Because of the way they use them. Not that they don't mean anything, period. But because of the way they use them. It's what they use to try to shut down the conversation. It's what they use to try to shut you / whoever down on a regular basis. And it's wrong. You know it's wrong. And we let them get away with it. Why do we let them get away with it? Do we want to live peaceably with them? I'm just asking. I don't always know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where was I? I just totally lost my place. So you guys got to stop talking to me while I'm talking. I get lost in the conversation. So before I get on our problem with education here, apparently, the House approved a spending bill today to avert a shutdown at the end of the month. I do not understand why. I guess maybe it's not the exact time, because I'm one of those strategists that sits there and says, okay, can we pull this off? Do we have the resources? Whatever, whatever, whatever. Then maybe we just right now don't have the resources, time, to fight this. Trying to get a justice appointed. But they did pass a temporary government-wide funding bill. You know, listen, here's my thing. You're going to love this. Let's put the Republicans back in total control, with a couple of caveats. Let's put them in the Senate. Let's give them the House back and the presidency. And then let's force them to go down the road of a balanced budget. Force it on them. I would threaten them with, look, we will vote every one of you yo-hos out, because if you're no different than they are when it comes to spending money, well, why do we need you in here? You want to spend more money and then take money away from the regular. At least the Dems will spend more money and will give more money to the average Joe. They'll take care of you cradle to grave. What do I need you for? The House voted 359-57 to approve a stopgap measure. Keeps the government open through December 11th. Oh, boy. 56 Republicans, Representative Justin Amash, an independent out of Michigan, voted against the measure. Alexander AOC, I refuse to say her name, AOC voted present. She must have gone through the Obama school of voting. Agreement on the bill came after considerable behind-the-scenes battling over proposed add-ons. Now, the final agreement gives the administration continued immediate authority to dole out agricultural department subsidies in the run-up to the election day. Nancy Pelosi retreated from an initial draft that sparked a furor with Republicans and farm state Democrats. Yeah, she doesn't. She's not there. This is not the woman of 10 years ago. No, really, seriously. She's gone downhill fast. She truly believes she's like second in charge. In the talks, Pelosi restored a farm aid funding patch sought by the administration, which has sparked the ire of Democrats who said it plays political favors as it gives out bailout money to farmers and ranchers. How is that a political favor? This thing with China and other things that have gone on have I won't say decimated, but really have hurt the farmers and ranchers. We help out every... If you're here illegally, we help you out. We can't help out people that have been here for hundreds of years and feed the country? Are we really? Are we serious? In return, Pelosi won COVID-related food aid for the poor, including a higher food benefit for families whose children are unable to receive free or reduced lunches. See, they used to put that in the schools. The schools had to pay for it. Another add-on would permit states to remove hurdles to food stamps and nutrition aid to low-income mothers that are more difficult to clear during a pandemic. The deal permitted the measure to speed through the House after a swift debate that should ensure smooth sailing in the GOP Senate. Yeah, of course, they want to get it done, gone, and out of the way. The measure is the bare minimum accomplishment for Capitol Hill's powerful appropriations committees. They pride themselves on deal-making. Yeah, right. Deal-making for themselves. I don't know about everybody else. It's just bad. This is just amazing how this slid under the radar and not a lot of people knew about it. Tobin City, your host, listen to the real side of GCN Live. We'll deal more with this inside the break. Hey, don't go anywhere. Heat up your coffee and hurry back. I don't want you to miss anything. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you part of the solution. I say that all the time. I'm also sure you guys really believe me. I really do. And it's not even that I want you to pay attention to me or else, although I really wish you would pay attention to me or else. But seriously, I want you to pay attention. I want you to get informed. I want you to get engaged. I want you to find out what's going on in and around. It's the only way. And you know what? You know how I always tell you guys, hey, you got to pay attention to the young people. You got to reach out to the, I know you're an old fart and they don't listen to you and yada, yada, yada. I got it. I get the same thing. But I really want you to pay. We're gonna hit the education thing in a minute because I want you to hear this. You know, I rail on Margaret Sanger all the time and Planned Parenthood. Great name, right? And really not playing, you mean Planned Unparenthood is really what it should be called. And one of the things that I always have harped on is the dishonesty of the Democrat Party when they talk about Planned Parenthood. And the history that they just blow right past. One Planned Parenthood in New York City pulled the references, all the references to Margaret Sanger out of the building. Now, I don't know, because it was in a predominantly black neighborhood and people were starting to catch on. But our young kids have no clue what it means. I mean, seriously, our young kids have no clue. I mean, here's a woman that started this organization specifically for the purpose to wipe out the undesirables. Undesirables. Do you hear me? She was talking about the black community. You can believe what you want, but it's exactly what she was talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let me see, because it never works the first time I do it. Only because it hates me. But let's go ahead and pull up a video. Now, this is a campus reform video. I love these guys because they don't give up. They go and they go and they go and they keep at it until they get, you know, until they get the answer. I won't say until they get the answers you're looking for, but they get people to speak up. And I am, I shouldn't say this. Maybe I am. I'm always surprised, flabbergasted, wigged out that these kids don't know. They really don't have a clue. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here we go. Let's see if I can make this work. All right.
Founder, let's find out. So over the last few weeks in this country, we've seen a movement to remove racist historical figures, institutions, and statues. Do you agree with this movement? Should we be doing that?
Yeah, I completely agree with removing Confederate statues and any racist landmarks if they have a negative history.
America has, like, a really toxic past, and we shouldn't be, like, memorializing that.
I think it's good. I think as a country, we need to progress past, like, idolizing racist figures.
Okay, so I want to give you a quote that was said by the founder of a really prominent institution in this country. I'm going to read you a quote and get your reaction, okay? We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. This individual also once spoke at a KKK meeting. How do you feel about this quote?
I think there's no question how I should feel about the quote.
I think that's bad.
That's just so obviously wrong. I think that he shouldn't be a founder of any institution. I can't believe someone said that.
He should be held accountable, or she should be held accountable.
Well, do you notice a couple of them already said he? He, right? Automatically they figure out, they think it's a he.
For what they said. Stop being racist. To exterminate any human being is not okay. He should probably be exposed for that.
It's racist.
The worst part is there's several people who are currently in power that I can guess made that quote.
Who do you think made that quote?
Of course, my first thought goes to Trump.
Why do you think Trump is racist?
If literally anyone looks up anything about Trump and things that he's said, I think it's a safe conclusion to draw.
Do you have any direct quotes about that? Like, any direct quotes that he said?
No.
I don't know any quotes off the top of my head, honestly.
So what about the organization? What should be done with the organization?
I think there should be, like, maybe an investigation.
I don't think that the entire organization, everyone associated with it, can be, in a sense, canceled. But I definitely think that there should be actions taken to mitigate the way that their founder has acted.
Should we even be funding this organization if that's what the founder said?
And they should definitely, like, look into what the organization is promoting and whatnot.
Them excusing something like that would be racist.
People as individuals need to, like, really just...
Now, notice that all these college geniuses are all offended by what's been said. Truly offended. And some are sure that it's Donald Trump. This is just wonderful. I love this stuff.
Decide for themselves if they want to support it or not. But I know I definitely wouldn't if the leader said that.
So what if I were to tell you that this quote was actually said by Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood?
Dang. All right.
Did you know about that?
No, I did not. But
see, this is what I keep telling you people. This is why you have to talk to your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. This is because they'll never tell you this in school. This is not information they want you to know.
But, yeah, they should do something about that.
It makes me feel nauseous.
I'm actually surprised. Well, I mean, Planned Parenthood is usually very liberal and
inclusive organization?
I kind of actually knew that Planned Parenthood was founded in kind of in a selective breeding kind of thing. There's definitely problems within that. Because I know black babies are aborted at a way higher rate than white babies.
If I were a supporter or not a supporter, what she said wouldn't really change it. Because I'm sure that there's many people under that founder that...
You know what? This is sad. This is a black young lady who doesn't have a problem. Because she's so sold out to the ideology of the left. This is exactly what you're seeing happen a lot of today. Right? I mean, really. She wants to wipe out the black community, and a black woman says it wouldn't change her mind.
I care about black lives. Like, I agree with what Planned Parenthood is doing, but I definitely don't think someone like that should be a leader.
Well, I actually do stand with Planned Parenthood.
So now these kids stand with the idea that we should wipe out the undesirables. Wow. And we're the racists.
The abortion rate for black women is 5 times higher than white women. Can an organization that says they support Black Lives Matter really say that if, you know, their founder, she said that their goal is to exterminate the Negro population? I'm actually going to cut you off right now. I want this interview done.
It shouldn't really matter, like...
All right. You're forcing me to use my brain to answer. I'm done.
Like, who has abortions more? I think abortions should be available to everyone. Someone else should step up to the plate who's more accepting and who resembles what Planned Parenthood.
You know what? Let's go back to that woman who said, we're done. We are done with the interview. Right after, the girl said that, hey, abortions in black communities are done 5-1. That shook her up. She couldn't say anything. Maybe she is a racist. Maybe she wants to say, well, that's fine. They need them. Otherwise, why would you have stopped the interview? Asking for a friend. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said not only
will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution. You can't be, as I keep saying, you cannot be part of the solution unless you're well-informed, engaged, and have a clue. You know, I've been, and I'm part of the system to a degree. I bucket on a regular basis, but I'm part of the system. And, you know, I've been screaming about education on the show for a decade. I've been doing this for a long time. And my gripe has been how far we've got away from reading, writing, and arithmetic. And the majority, the bulk of time now, everything seems to revolve, at least in California. Everything revolves around sexual orientation and that kind of thing. So, when you look at what's going on around us, you look at what's happening in the streets, you look at these kids tearing down abolitionist statues, how in God's creation with a straight face can you say that our public schools are doing a great job? Now, some of them are. Right? Some of them mark high and they do well and they beat their brains out to make it happen properly. But some don't. Now let's talk about education from the beginning. The only reason that free public education is even a right is because that's what our founding fathers wanted. Remember in the early days of this country, we didn't have income tax. Everything was done off of tariffs from other countries. So we were providing free education for our kids through tariff money or local money. So anything the federal government did, they had to do with tariff money. They didn't keep raising my taxes while giving me poor quality. Many of our founding fathers were all for an educated people. Otherwise, they knew the republic was doomed. One in particular, Dr. Benjamin Rush. Now, think about this. Not a schluck. He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was considered by John Adams to be one of America's three most notable founding fathers, ranking alongside George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. But his contributions to America weren't purely political. He's not only known as the father of American medicine, But he was a founding father of America's first Bible society. Oh, my God. Really? I thought these guys didn't want anything to do with God. He's credited with helping to begin the American Sunday School movement. He helped organize America's first anti-slavery society and was a leader of the National Abolitionist Movement. Hello? I thought they were all white supremacists. He held multiple university professorships, and he is called the father of public schools. He was a fervent advocate for free public education for all youth. Didn't care about you adults. The intent behind America's original education system, ready for this, was for students to receive a sound academic education based on God's word. In fact, in 1791, Dr. Rush wrote a lengthy piece providing a dozen or so reasons why America would continue teaching the Bible in our public schools. Many of our founding fathers felt that the word of God was at the center of good knowledge. And now I think you can get punished for mentioning the Bible in school. We've gone from teaching the Bible principles in school, you know, Ten Commandments. They're not even allowed to be spoken. And the years have taken public education 180 degrees from where they wanted us. I can argue that at a later date. However, you can't argue is that our founding fathers wanted a free education for all Americans. Black, white, Asian, fat, skinny, tall, short, all kids. Leading up to and after the Civil War, blacks were still considered unteachable, less than human, if you would. As the years went on, Jim Crow laws took hold and segregation of schools took place. Blacks and undesirables were put in substandard schools. Many who didn't value black society knew that if the blacks ever got educated, they just might be able to get out of the situation they were in. Beloved Democrat President Jimmy Carter, remember he refused to build a school for coloreds on the same side of the street as white schools for fear that they just might bump into each other. By the way, Jimmy was a Democrat, which was the mindset of the Democrats at the time. And you won't learn that in today's education world. Schools would never admit to one of their most beloved doing that. But inner city kids get the worst job. They get the worst education. Now, this is no beat down on teachers. I know many great teachers. I really do. I know many great teachers. They love their kids. They would work for free if they could make it work just because they love those kids so much. I'm not talking about them. You know I'm not talking about them. D.C. vouchers were removed by the Obama clan. Vouchers were working in Florida and D.C. and other major countries. Education actually got better in the public school districts in those areas. When the unions get involved, though, everything changes. For example, look at Chicago. Look at Los Angeles. What are they now? They're negotiating not for cleaner classrooms, not for more gloves, not for more masks. No. Free health care for illegals. They want no police. Right? Killing school choice for parents. They want charters shut down and full vaccinations once they're available. Really? Oh, God. Yeah, we've seen inner city school districts across the nation where over 70% of the kids graduate can't read. They're not proficient in math. The charters were helping with that. Can't have that. And where are the conservatives in all of this? Where are you conservative educators? Like Elvis, we've left the building. We've handed over responsibility to the left. Curriculum is more about having sex with or whom and whatever. Gender blurring, social justice, America's nasty, nasty past. And yet our children can't read, comprehend, or add. You know, it's funny. General Paul Valley is on the show on a regular basis. He once said that the reason they were having so much trouble with the Afghans and even the Iraqis is that the people were uneducated. They can't read. Think about that. He says to get them to use a gun or anything, it was tough because they couldn't read. Couldn't read, they couldn't comprehend. You've seen it firsthand, what education does to a people. A recent study by the National Association of Scholars, which proves my point, looked at over 12,000 college professors nationwide. The ratio of Democrats to Republican teaching in colleges is 8-1. There are 8 times as many Democrats to 1 Republican. Right? A study a year earlier, it was a little broader, published in the Econ Journal Watch, it has it 12-1. My point is still the same, though. We're outnumbered. We've had a philosophy that says that live and let live. They're not letting us live. How's that working out for us? Look what they've done to your kids. Donations to Democrats by Democrat professors almost exclusively work for Democrats, while Republican professors, they also donate to Democrats as well. Not at the level, obviously. You know, I had the displeasure several times of meeting one of those professors, Dr. Carolyn Heldman. She's a professor in critical theory of and social justice. She was the woman who claimed Eric Bolling called her Dr. McCotty. She was very offended. I had the pleasure of being up against her several times on CNN. While in the green room, the good professor told me, I was on track to run for Congress, but it dawned on me that I could have so much more influence on teaching in a college setting. Give you a shiver? Gave me a shiver. Look, she's an attractive lady. Okay, she's in a college environment. All those young guys and girls, and she looks very young. She fits in with them. Easy influence. So where are my education warriors? Where are you guys? Where are you conservative educators? We as conservatives, we scream about killing babies in the womb. Well, what about afterwards? Shouldn't we educate them when we help them get born? We're allowing the liberals to kill students' understanding of right and wrong. A lot of history. I mean, we are killing the information of getting to them on the history of this nation. And yet some of you will say to me, I'm worried about my job. What if our founding father said that? For you Christians, what if Jesus said, I know what you guys are going to do later. I ain't interested. Going to finish up on this the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the real side. Don't go far. Got a lot to learn.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My wife's in the other room dancing. No question about it. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. And I know, you know, the long show, you know, you tune in, you hang out, and I, you know, there's no way to show my appreciation, but I do appreciate it very much. We're talking about education. I grew up, where I grew up was the Boston school district, school system. Thank God my mother pulled me out of that, put me into a parochial school system. I had nuns. I needed nuns, let me tell you what. Yeah, that yardstick was very effective on me. But seriously. And it was a great education I got. You know, I always say this to people, and it's, you know, I hear about what's going on in the Catholic Church and what have you. You know, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, millions of people involved, and though my heart goes out to, you know, some of the kids that were sexually abused, and bad priests, there are bad people in every group, let's just get that straight. I was an altar boy for years. I was blessed not to go through any of that. I had Franciscan priests, pretty tough guys. I never went through any of that. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't give up my Catholic upbringing for anything. If God said to me, I'm going to send you back, you can do it all over again, what do you want to change? I'd say, nothing. I'm good. You know? Maybe keep me in Boston longer so I can have better pizza longer. I don't know. But that would be it. And it really helped me later on in life, when I became a born-again Christian, to really have an understanding and a love and a respect for God. So, you know, the education was great there. If I had to go through the Boston system, I'm not so sure in the area where I was in, because I was in a poor area. The schools were not that well. They did not do that well. You can tell by the way I talk. I never went to college. Let me get back to this, though. Talking about education and how the education system works here. So again, I want to ask, where are my warriors? Where are my education warriors? Where are those conservative educators? As I said, you know, as conservatives, we scream about killing babies. We scream about, you know, not allowing them. We want to protect them in the womb. But what about when they get out of the womb? What are we willing to do to protect them then? And protecting them is educating them as well. So they have the information they need to push back against some of the lunatics that would tell them how bad they are because they're white. Right? They don't know the history of this nation. And for those who say to you, I'm worried about my job, again I say, what if our founding father said that? If that was their attitude, we'd be under the Queen's rule right now. And if not you, who will teach these kids the truth? Was the country really built on the back of slaves? Was the Constitution really written by a bunch of old white supremacists that wanted to keep slavery alive? We all know that's not true. Our founding fathers knew that, you know, education was important to the survival of the Republic. But the people in charge of our education system today, they've been dumbing it down for decades. I mean, here, this will make a whole bunch of liberal heads pop. Benjamin Franklin said a Bible, one of the least religious founding fathers we had. Look it up. A Bible and a newspaper in every house, a good school in every district, all studied and appreciated as they merit, are the principal support of virtue, morality, and civil liberty. In other words, if you're an idiot, you won't be able to maintain our civil liberty. All of those go together. Education was paramount to maintaining morality and civil liberties. It's obvious. The people in charge of our education system today, again, as I said, they're dumbing it down. They're not interested. You know, California has no exit exam. Let that sink in for a second. It's like not doing a monthly test. I know some people aren't into testing. I want to know where the kid's at, though. I don't want to necessarily hold it against them on that weekly basis or monthly basis, but are they picking up what I'm teaching? I got 30 kids in the class. I want to know. You see what's happening out there. So California did away with the exit exam because they didn't want the kids to feel bad. They're going to feel really bad when they can't fill out that application for employment and they don't get the job. These are the same kids that you see out there, because they have no real education, tearing down abolitionist statues to be done by BLM supporters. Because they don't know what an abolitionist is, let alone how to spell it. Right? Do you really want laws based on public outrage? That's what they want. They're not interested in the Constitution. Of the top 30 developed countries, we are 25th. This country is 25th in math, 21st in science. But our students are number one in confidence. They're number one in being full of themselves. They're number one in believing they know more than they actually know. Why? Because parents and others around them have encouraged them and told them how great they are and how the world revolves around them. And they've got it going on. Education in the 60s was bad. It stayed on a decline. And the Democrats keep telling us all we need is more money. And that'll fix everything. Well, that's not been working out anywhere. We spend more money per student than any other industrialized country except for Luxembourg. I said earlier that inner-city kids get the worst education. Let's take Baltimore, since it's on everybody's radar. I mean, but you can find the same basic kind of information in Chicago, New York City, other major cities run by Democrats. 73% of Baltimoreans have no confidence in the school system. You want to know why? Because 13 Baltimore high schools turned out students that were zero proficient in math, and four other high schools, they did well. They doubled that. They were 1%. Democrats want to end charter schools and voucher system, but there's a problem. Many, many, many studies have shown that vouchers and charters actually work. They raise everybody, because once the public schools have figured out that they're up against these charters, up against these other schools that the kids can go to, they have to step up their game. School choice is a real schism in the Dem Party. Think about this. African-American Democrats, they support targeted school vouchers and charter schools, a little over 65%. Hispanic Democrats are in at about 60% in support. White Democrats, about 40. Hello? And you believe that they care about you? Are you serious? 19 national studies show school vouchers have positive effects. Cities where vouchers are allowed, we find that the students go on to college at a rate of 42% higher than non-voucher areas. Anybody home? You listening? Are you figuring this out? I go back to the days. I want to go back to the Jim Crow law days, as I was telling you earlier, right? When you talk about Jim Crow laws, think about it. It was illegal to teach a black or a black family how to read. How to educate them, because they just might get out of the situation they were in. Right? How bad would that be? It'd be bad for the Democrat Party, wouldn't it? See, the thing is if they don't educate people, I don't care if it's black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever the group is. I'm not going to talk about any particular group. The black Hispanic community, you know, if you don't educate them, they only have one place to look for help, the government. The Democrats have done a great job of painting that they care about them. They care about Hispanics. They care about the black community. They're the only ones that do. You've got to look to us for help because those guys don't like you. It's sad. It's extremely sad that we, conservatives, have allowed them to get away with that. We shouldn't. Even if you're not a teacher, you're a teacher. And you know what I mean by that. Even if you're not a teacher, you're teaching the kids around you. They're watching your actions. They're listening to you. Don't let them down. Really. Impart some of your wisdom on them. Many of you who listen to the show, I'll give you some credit. You know, what you want to do. As you see them, you hear their conversation, look for a way to cut into it. There's some great books. Newt Gingrich's wife, Calissa, she's got some great books out there on the founding of this country. I mean, and they're aimed at kids. They're fun. They have fun characters in them. We've got a couple for our granddaughter. So take the time. Figure it out. The stuff that's going on in the world, as Nancy Pelosi would say, a lot of it is just a distraction away from you. If we can strengthen our youth, if we can strengthen our kids, we won't have to worry about the next generation. They'll take care of themselves. Hey, I'm Joe Senior Host. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being engaged. I love it when you guys are engaged. And not talking about recipes either, talking about what I'm talking about. God bless. Have a great rest today. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. God bless. Have a great rest of the evening.